few halachot in the laws of Sukkah. We're learning Hazor Avadya Sukkot, starting on Daf Mem Dalet. Hacham Avadya writes, "V'chetechila tov lachush to the zaher shelo la'amid Sukkah bedavar mekabel tum'ah gezera shema yisakech bo Sukkah." Which means when a person is building a sukkah, of course he has to lay the schach on the top as the roof. One should not place the schach that should be resting on something that's mekabel tum'ah. For example, pieces of metal. Many of our sukkot have that metal frame that runs across the top of the paneling. And therefore it's not proper that the sukkah should rest on directly on the metal, because Hachamim made a gezerah that we're worried if it's resting on the metal, you might come to use the metal as a skach, and therefore that's skach pasul. So therefore, the chetayla one should not do it. He does write, however, that b'di'avad the sukkah is still kesherah, and therefore, what the custom is, we do what's called a ma'amid de ma'amid. Which means we don't put it directly on the metal, but we place, like, say, 2x4s or pieces of wood running across the top of the schach, so they serve as a buffer between the schach and the metal, and therefore the schach rests on the wood, and the wood rests on the metal. It's called the ma'amid, it's twice removed, and therefore that case is permissible even lechatechila. Now it should be pointed out that those... That's that halacha. Next halacha. Schach shenafal b'leil yom tov shel chag ha-sukkot. Possible. It's night of Sukkot or the day of Sukkot. There's strong winds and all of a sudden the schach falls down. And now the sukkah is pesula. You don't have schach. Mutar lomar legoy le'azir ha-schach al ha-sukkah. You're allowed to tell the goy to put the schach back on the sukkah, kadesh yuchal lekayim mitzvat achila b'sukkah kadat, in order you can fulfill the mitzvah of sitting and eating in the sukkah. Now it's better if you could do it to amira la amira. You tell one goy to tell another goy, and therefore it turns into like a shevud deshevud bimkom mitzvah, and it would be mutav. And if you can't, it's permissible to tell the goy, preferably if you can, let's say, give a remez instead of giving a direct instruction. Chavadiyah says that is adif. So again, it's permissible to tell a goy to put the schach back on top of the sukkah. Last halacha, mi shelo asah sukkah kodem ha'chag. Again, have a chance, he didn't build the sukkah before the holiday. Mutar lo la'asot sukkah b'chol ha'moed. It is permissible to build the sukkah on chol ha'moed sukkot. Afilo al yedei uman yisrael. You can even hire a Jewish sukkah builder, and you can even pay him on chol ha'moed because it's considered dvar mitzvah. Then Hakavodiyah has a chedush. He says, "Mekevan shu sukkah chadasha etzlo." Since this is a new sukkah by him, b'shivato arishona betocha yibarech gam shechiyanu. He makes a shechiyanu in the new sukkah that he constructed. It seems even though he did sit in the sukkah before the Yofiyim Tumim, it just wasn't his sukkah. Then we can make a shechiyanu on his new sukkah.